This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. High winds from Hurricane Milton are already being felt in Key West, Florida. Officials in Key West are asking people who live on boats or in trailers and motorhomes to look for another place to stay tonight. Floridian James Skyver said he's heeding the warnings about storm surges, life-threatening winds, and catastrophic flash flooding.
We were going to stay, but I don't want to take the chance.
Milton has been downgraded to a still dangerous Category 4 hurricane, still predicted to make landfall late tonight or early tomorrow morning. The hurricane is headed toward the Tampa area, but not everyone is leaving the city.
My masts don't break or anything like that. Be all right. For the last one, Helena, I slept through the whole thing.
WPEC-TV reporter Lexi Cruz is in Vero Beach on the Atlantic coast of Florida.
We were in Riverside Park. That's just down the street from JC Park. There was a little bit of flooding in the grass there. There's a canal nearby, and of course, they've got the water over by the bridge. There was a little flooding there, but people just getting their morning exercise in that we saw before they hunkered down for the storm.
The White House is reinforcing the warnings of state officials.
Looking like the storm of the century.
The president and vice president were loud and clear.
We urge you to take this storm seriously. It's going to be more dangerous, more deadly, and more catastrophic.
They acknowledge having to evacuate and leave your home and belongings is hard.
But I urge everyone in Hurricane Milton's path to follow all safety instructions as we head to the next 24 hours. It's a matter of, literally a matter of life and death.
Stacy Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
Honda is recalling more than a million vehicles. CBS's Matt Piper tells us why.
The recall involves 1.7 million Honda vehicles in the U.S. because of potential steering problems. The steering gearbox worm wheel, which controls steering, may have been manufactured incorrectly. It could swell, thinning out the film of grease between the worm wheel and worm gear. Also, the car's worm wheel spring preload was set too high. It affects certain Honda and Acuras from 2022 through 2025, including Integras, Civics, and CRVs.
Dealers will replace the worm gear spring and redistribute or add grease as necessary free of charge. Owner notification letters are expected to be mailed out the middle of next month. You might be able to see a rare bright comet this weekend if skies are clear. The comet will make its closest approach to Earth on Saturday. Astronomers say it should be bright enough to see with the naked eye, although telescopes and binoculars will give you an even better view. If you do want to see it, go outside after sunset and look to the west. On Wall Street, about 2 hours before the close, the Dow was up close to 1%. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Facing a $13 million budget shortfall, the interim Racine County executive has proposed implementing a sales tax. The text of Thomas Roanhouse's 2025 budget plan has been released. In it, the tax proposed is a 0.5% sales tax, projected to bring in $15 million next year and $20 million annually after. Firefighters from Kenosha and beyond battled a barn fire late this morning. It was reported at around 10 at a property on 22nd Avenue just south of Highway E. We're working on learning more about the situation. A Kenosha staple famous for its tongue-in-cheek sign promising warm beer and lousy food has hit the market. Spanky's Bar and Grill, the business and property, is being sold for just under $500,000. Dog walkers in Racine are invited to take part in a training session tomorrow. It's hosted by the Racine Neighborhood Watch. The event, taking place at 6 in the Racine City Hall Annex, aims to equip participants with skills to report suspicious activity. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers defense reviewed. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers host the Arizona Cardinals, who are coming off a win over the 49ers in San Francisco. Defensive tackle Kenny Clark asked if the new defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley, trusts players to rush the quarterback without giving up a big play.
He trusting us, trusting the front. He just cutting us loose. And, we was just expected to make plays against this offense, against this offensive line. You know, they bled us a little bit in the run game. Got to do better there. But the turnovers we had, how we rushed the passer, going against a really good quarterback.
College football, the Badgers play Rutgers Saturday. So how is sophomore Braden Locke progressing at quarterback this season? Offensive coordinator Phil Longo.
I think Braden Locke, who has done a good job of making decisions between the signal and the snap, he's just really, really, really high end from a mental standpoint. He's a junkie and he loves it. I think that's kind of where you have to be if you want to take this quarterback position to a different level.
That's Badgers coach Phil Longo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Super sunny today with high temperatures scraping the mid-60s. Alongside calm northeast winds, we'll stay clear tonight, too. Lows will fall to near 50, and for tomorrow, abundant sunshine once again. And highs returning to the mid-60s before we spike on Friday to near 80. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Welcome to my Wednesday. You know, most songs pound you with the chorus, not this next one. This next one, the chorus is only 8 words long and only takes 8 seconds to sing. The full chorus is, "It's the time of the season for loving." It's the Zombies on WRJN.
It's the time of the season. When love runs high, in this time, give it to me easy, and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised lands,
to show you everyone it's the time of the season for love.
What's your name?
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy? Be
miss.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken any time?
Any time to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for
like me. Has he taken,
has he taken
any time,
any time to show,
to show you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you.
Park to the County Line Road. Local news and timeless hits.
question you're asking me. This is the craziest party that could ever be. Don't turn on lights, cause I don't want to see. Choking from the smell of stale perfume. And that cigarette you're smoking, I'm scaring you up to death. Open up the window, sucker, let me catch my breath.
Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come. That ain't the way to have fun, son. That ain't the way to have fun.
She's a
News. Timeless Hits, WRJN. That song can only mean one thing. I love my Green Bay Packers.
Tell all the people across the USA, I love my Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, we all love our Green Bay Packers, and you can hear Packers football all season long on WRJN. The next game is coming up Sunday at noon with the pregame at 10 a.m. as the Cardinals come on into Lambeau Field to take on your Packers. Packers football is brought to you all season long by the Lanes on 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. By Hardy and Jensen, your window and door store. By Corner House on the Lake, where it's never too early to book holiday reservations or to buy gift cards. And by Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care. Packer football on WRJN.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers, AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance. Plus, personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA-branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Sometimes people change, and not always for the better.
Take Senator Tammy Baldwin. What happened? She's been in D.C. for 25 years. Extreme left-wing groups have showered her with campaign cash, and now she's siding with them. Baldwin supported puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. That's extreme. And Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men who claim to identify as women, making survivors of domestic violence sleep in the same building as men. That's just cruel. Tammy Baldwin used to share our values, but a quarter century in Washington has made her just too extreme for Wisconsin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes. This man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinere, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Elvis Presley and Good Luck Charm on WRJN. Oh, this is sad. It was on this date in 1973, Elvis and Priscilla Presley divorced. After 6 years of marriage, Priscilla was awarded property, $725,000 in cash, and $4,200 a month in support.
I got caught in the rush hour. You fellas started to shower. You with love and affection. Now you won't look in my direction. On the expressway to your heart. That expressway, not the best way. I can find a spot. It's much too crowded. No, it's much too crowded. So crowded. Caught in the rush hour, this fella started to shower you with love and affection. Come on, look in my direction.
the Beatles on WRJN. Ah, well, a happy birthday to John Lennon. John Lennon would have been 84 years old today. It's the bottom of the hour. Let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Water systems nationwide will have to get rid of their lead pipes. That's after President Biden's announcement yesterday in Milwaukee. Stuart J. Waddles was there.
Biden used his trip to Milwaukee to issue a new deadline for cities to replace those lead water pipes.
I'm announcing a new rule written into law from the Environmental Protection Agency that requires water systems across America replace lead pipe service in every single one in America within 10 years.
Milwaukee has the fifth highest concentration of lead pipes in the country. With the president in Milwaukee, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Milwaukee Brewers will be on TV next year, but they won't be on Bally Sports Network. Major League Baseball says it will produce and distribute all non-nationally televised games for the Brewers. Bally's owner is in bankruptcy. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. To combat a $13 million budget shortfall, Racine County's interim executive is advocating for a 0.5% sales tax. The text of Thomas Roanhouse's 2025 budget address has been released. The proposed tax aims to raise $15 million initially and $20 million in subsequent years, partly offsetting property taxes. Roanhouse emphasizes that failing to implement the tax could result in the elimination of 156 county positions. Firefighters from Kenosha and beyond battled a barn fire late this morning. It was reported at around 10 at a property on 22nd Avenue just south of Highway E. A third alarm was called, which allowed neighboring departments to assist. We're working on learning more about the situation. Dog walkers in Racine are invited to take part in a training session tomorrow. It's hosted by the Racine Neighborhood Watch. The event, taking place at 6 in the Racine City Hall Annex, aims to equip participants with skills to report suspicious activity. There's more information on the Racine Neighborhood Watch social media page. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Super sunny today with high temperatures scraping the mid-60s. Alongside calm northeast winds, we'll stay clear tonight, too. Lows will fall to near 50, and for tomorrow, abundant sunshine once again. And highs returning to the mid-60s before we spike on Friday to near 80. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
and we listened. Local news and timeless hints are back on WRJN. Well, it says here, a study found that for the most efficient learning, college classes should not start any earlier than 11 a.m. Yeah, by then, the college professors should have sobered up.
Sunshine came softly through my window today. Could have tripped out easy, but I changed my way. Take time, I know it, but in a while, you're gonna be mine, I know it, we'll do it in style, cause I've made my mind up, you're going to be mine, I'll tell you right now, any trick in a book and a baby, all that I can find, everybody's hustling. Just to have a little scene. When I say we'll be cool, I think that you know what I mean. We stood on a beach at sunset. Do you remember when? I know a beach where baby to my mind. I'll pick up your hand slowly, blow your little mind, cause I've made my mind up, you're going to be mine. I'll tell you right now, any trick in a book, and now baby,
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Well, as Florida is bracing for Hurricane Milton, which is set to make landfall sometime today, they're still cleaning up from Hurricane Helene. You can help. We've set up a website at civicmedia.us/help.
Hang on, Snoopy.
Snoopy lives in a very bad part of town, and everybody, yeah, tries to put my Snoopy down. Snoopy, I don't care what your daddy do, 'cause you know, Snoopy girl, I'm in love with you.
Well, that is-
news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Be sure to tell a friend. Well, it says here, sitting up straight in your chair isn't just good for your posture. According to a study, it also gives you more confidence in your own thoughts. Researchers found that people who were told to sit up straight were more likely to believe thoughts they wrote down while in that posture concerning whether they were qualified for a job. On the other hand, those who were slumped over their desks were less likely to accept these written down feelings about their own qualifications. So, sit up straight.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Shop the September Savings Sale this week at All American Do It Center. Save up to 40% on select insulating foam sealant starting at $5.49. Save $2 on Gorilla Glue, clear multi-purpose adhesive. Or save $20 on a rechargeable fire extinguisher, now $49.99. Shop the September Savings Sale at All American Do It Center in Tomah, Sparta, and Richland Center.
You can get the job done right.
Rescue me, or take me in your arms. Rescue me.
rescue me.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Coming up, CBS News at 3. And we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.